The cost of Xuehangdi's ruthlessly efficient and centralized government was enormous. Enormous in people power and enormous in money. By the end of his reign in 210 BC, he was megalomaniac and paranoid. He was buried in a huge sepulchre under a 164-foot-high earthen mound east of the modern city of Hian. This sepulchre has never been excavated, and the marvels in it are known only from legend. It is said to contain a map of China with the five major rivers flowing in mercury. It is also said that booby-trapped crossbows were installed to kill looters. The artisans who built the tomb were executed to preserve its secrets. Even if this tomb has been looted, which, to be honest, is pretty likely, the archaeological discoveries that await Chinese archaeologists when they investigate it will be enormous, just to judge from the findings on the periphery. Fortunately, they're in no hurry, they are taking their time, and they will not excavate it until they have the experience and resources to do so, which is something that is absolutely praiseworthy in a world that is always in a hurry to dig things up. The writings of later Chinese historians described these details of the tomb and were thought to be fiction until a vast terracotta regiment came to light in four huge tombs dug to the east of the sepulchre. A symbolic guard for the emperor discovered in the 1970s. The largest excavated pit contained 3,210 life-sized terracotta statues of Qin soldiers. The soldiers stand in 11 columns, each depicted in full armor and carrying bronze-tipped spears. The faces are all different. Cavalry and bowmen, even a command and control unit, come from other pits. This remarkable archaeological discovery is a priceless source of information on the efficient armies that kept Qin in power. Qin's dynasty did not survive long after his death. A new dynasty, the Han, took control. Qin's capital was ransacked in 206 BC. The Han, a new dynasty, ruled China for four centuries. They rank among the most important dynasties of the country. The Han emperors, and they called themselves emperors, took over the administrative apparatus set up by their predecessor. They were, above all, efficient administrators. They presided over a vast domain, mainly comprising peasant farmers living in the countryside. In AD 2, at the time of Christ, they organized a census, which estimated that about 12 million households lived in Han domains. That is an estimated 58 million people. The Han capital, Chang'an, was across from Xuehangdi's destroyed city. The rectangular grid pattern of the city encompassed 3.7 by 4.7 miles. The rammed earth walls were 52 feet thick at the base and protected by a moat. Inside the moat lay palaces, shrines, markets, workshops, and residential quarters. It's very interesting to note that the Han rulers constantly worried about feeding the subjects, their subjects, living in this crowded walled city. They never succeeded, despite massive flood control efforts, to control the floods of the Huangbo River, which could cause widespread famine. The result was that during the Han period, southern China, which had high agricultural productivity and abundant iron ore, came into much greater prominence.